Joining us on the line is Jason Johannesson, one of the stars of last night's unbelievable win by the Bulldogs. They're back in town after their win last night, and Jason joins us. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Must have been fantastic to wake up this morning in Perth and know what you'd achieved last night. I know you can't get too carried away because you've got a big final coming up next week, but it was an awesome performance last night.
Yeah, definitely. I think all the boys woke up with a nice smile on their face. I think not many of us have won a final, so that was a pretty special win last night.
What was your feeling going in? I mean, it was just a couple of weeks ago that you sort of came away with your heads bowed from what was a pretty ordinary performance, and I know you were missing some of your stars against Fremantle, but you were pretty flat and had to go and play in the same ground against obviously a more credentialed team in West Coast who are normally so good over there. Where can you just take us through the sort of 10 days preparation and where the belief came from to play the way you did?
Oh, look, we just after the Fremantle games just worked on a few things, especially in training and in edits and stuff, and we just wanted to get back to our best, and we just showed a few clips night before the game, just how our footy looks, how the Bulldogs play, and we just try to bring that for four quarters, and I think we did that last night, and it really helped us get the win.
Rowan Connolly, Jason, congratulations. One of the great finals wins of the modern era, I think. I felt like there was a really significant moment early in the piece. You guys dominated the first few minutes, blew a couple of scoring opportunities. You probably could have had two or three, even four goals. They went forward and got a couple, and you could see, I think a lot of us pundits and a lot of people sitting there going, oh, here we go, that was their chance and they've blown it. But you just went again. You sort of, picked yourself up, got back on the horse, and just went on with the job and promptly kicked the next seven. And that said a lot about the mental resolve, I thought. Did you feel like that?
Yeah, definitely. We definitely started the game off really well, and we had a lot of momentum early. But, we just stuck at it, grinded it out. And, we didn't take care of our opportunities early. But later in that quarter, and especially in the second quarter and third, we definitely kicked straighter and got the goals.
JJ, it's Moons here. Congratulations. Great win. And your own performance since you've come back from your injury. I mean, you must be thrilled with how you've come back. And you know, you lost Bob. They lost you. You've got a young forward line down there in Hamling and Biggs and these guys. But then you're also your older guys. You've just gelled so well as a back, probably seven or eight that can go through there.
Yeah, definitely. I think, especially with the new system under Bevo, it's taken a bit of time. But this year, I think we've really gelled really strongly together. And we know that whoever comes in will do the job and do it well. So, we're just back our system, and it's holding us in good stead at the minute.
How's your best mate, Jakey, going? Probably didn't have didn't light it up last night. Kicked a great goal to finish the game. And we know he's been dropped a couple of weeks, but we know he's a confident kid. How's he going to go next week?
No, he'll go well again. I think it's good to be back in for him, and I think his confidence will be sky high for next week, and will have a big impact.
How did he cope with being dropped, Jason?
Oh, you know, he knows it happens in footy, and he knows he probably wasn't performing to his best ability, and he just went back into the VFL and put his head under, and got some good form, and then came back and was able to play a part in a great win.
I think we've all been talking today about Caleb Daniel and just how fantastic a performance that was last night. And really, ever since the moment he came into the side, he played, 9 or 10 games last year, he has not missed a beat. But did you guys think, even at the end of last year, he could be as good as he's turned out to be?
Yeah, I think we did, because we see it every day at training. His especially his ball handling at ground level is just unbelievable, and his composure with the footy, he always seems to find the right target and make the good decision. So I'm just glad he's on my team.
Yeah, well, do you think is that going to sort of change the dynamics of recruiting? Do you think that size will be relegated to the priority it should be behind skills and decision making ability?
Yeah, definitely. I think you just have to take the best player available. And, I think a few teams may have slipped Caleb because of his height and stuff, but I'm just happy our recruiters made the right decision.
JJ, you boys watch the game tonight?
Yeah, definitely. I think the boys will be really into it and find out who we play next week. Cause it's,
where do you watch it, mate? Together or just at home by yourself?
No, I'll probably go to Stringer's house and watch it on the couch with him.
Who do you want to win or lose?
Oh.
You can't ask a player that.
Yeah. Yes, you can.
You don't get
yes,
into the soft out,
Jason, just bat that one away, Jason.
No, what you need to say, Jason, is I hope football's the real winner.
Hey, well done. You were fantastic yourself. It was an incredible win. And I think other than West Coast fans, and there's none of them here, the whole footy world was right behind you and really celebrated with what was an incredible performance. Great. So well played. Good luck next week.
Thank you very much.